What's up, podcast listeners? I'm back with it. So I know I've been away for a good time as I'm walking. This is a walking podcast. As I'm walking down towards the main street, towards the boulevard, just wanted to add to your life as much as I can. By that meaning, what I'm doing, what are my goals, and all that, what I'm trying to accomplish, what's brewing, what's almost done, you know. So yeah, today is Monday 26th, and there's some apartments, not apartments, but some condominiums that are that you can see them, and they are like just enticing, you know. It's like a good offer, you can't resist. They're just there. They are, ow, if it was a food, there'd be something you want to eat, and it's a good offer. It's like a 2-for-1 deal. And yeah, they are condominiums. They are so high. I want to be living in them. From what I know, the last time I was there that I asked, they were about $2,000 since they're in Mexico. And I live in San Isidro. It's like by the border. So there's Texas, there's border, there's Mexico border, Canada border. And the biggest one, it's the one that's right here where I'm at. The one that sees more cars daily. If you are familiar with narcos and their cartels, this is the one that people made a killing. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm actually going back. I had to deal with some. I told the guy that I was gonna install his cameras. So I'm gonna go check up with his son. No, he passed away actually. I went with him on Friday. He passed away during the weekend. So it goes to show like how fast life, you know, how unpredictable life is. You know, little things like that. If you're a believer of God, if you have faith, you know, those are little signs that God gives you about how fragile we are in this age, you know. People die from old age, people die from, you know, kids are dead from as soon as they're born, they die. So I've heard. And people are just dumb. You know, the devil is a liar, a destroyer, and a murderer. People are just murdered. You know, that's the devil's job. But yeah. Just a little side note for you guys. This is good. I feel like this podcast is barely getting traction. It's 1:30, it's 12:38. I actually have to, like I said, go down to that guy, see if he still wants to have the cameras installed. See what his game plan, that's what his dad wanted. You know, I can muster it. The thing was is that I want a big office. So I'm working on that. So whenever I have my clients, like I'll have a meeting and I'll have my clients But like really quick, I own a social media agency. Or a trusted advisor, right? So I want my people to, so I can meet them there. You know, so whenever I call a meeting, I'll be like, hey, everybody here, 10 a.m. There'll be coffee, there'll be donuts. And we'll talk about, we'll have a war room. We'll be in the war room, you know, discussing metrics, discussing money, discussing our next move. So that's why I need a little space. Somebody already offered an office. It's like a nonprofit organization. I speak Spanish, by the way, so if you hear my accent, just know that I am a Mexican. 28-year-old Mexican. Okay. So yeah, I was offered an office already. But it's like a little tiny office for me, you know? Which is good. Which I don't mind it at all. But I haven't gone with the guy. So I could, you know, I haven't been there. He offered and told me I'll be back tomorrow. But I've been working out of my house. All the game plan is basically out of my house. And the thing is with me that in order for me to start being serious, I have to step out of my house. Start working my land, so to speak. And yeah, I'm 28. My Instagram is Miguel D. Delgadillo. So it's D-E-L-G-A-D-I, two L's and an O. And Junior, I was named after my dad. So that's that. You can reach me through there. And as soon as you can reach me through there, you'll reach me through some other, I'll have somebody, I'll have another way of, let's say YouTube. I'm doing some, this is my long form of listening. You know, just audio. I'll have a visual. If you guys want to see a visual of me, I'll have my YouTube page. I have some recordings, but I just haven't had, like I said, like I sit down so I can edit my videos and do all that fancy stuff for you guys. Just so I can take you behind the scenes of how to make money in your local area. You know, that's gonna be my testimony, how I could teach you guys how to make some money, how to do some web development. You know, something that can get you, you know, a little business on something that's working nowadays. That's like web development, little consulting, side gigs, you know, tips on how to build a brand, how to build an e-commerce store, how to sell real estate, how to take properties under contract, fix them, flip them, sell them, and get your cut. So it's gonna be exciting. It'll be exciting whenever that comes to fruition. At the meantime, I'm just working on the first check. My first check, which I already got my first check for like a little website, which was $250, right? Not too big, not too fancy. It was just like something. Come on, that was just like a little taste about what God was gonna give me, which was a little eye opener for me. You know, and that's what happens. Like when you doubt, not when you doubt, but when you think you're gonna have, when you think you're gonna get paid like Like, for example, I thought I was gonna get paid $80, and I got $250 just for making that website, you know? So that was what, 300%? Yeah, 300% above what I thought. So never doubt. Just be obedient. Be obedient. And you'll get what you want at the end of the day. God will bless you abundantly. You know, like I said, when you have faith, nothing's impossible. No man can shut that door for you. You know? So it's good. Things are good. I also have like just three marketplaces right here, like supermarket stores that are just here. They have no social media presence. There's only one that's doing YouTube ad advertisement. And it's all right, you know, it's okay. But they haven't gotten the whole shebang, as some people say. Like the whole, let me give it to you guys practically. Like the whole, how could I put this? Like the whole testimony, right? Testimonies about people like, oh yeah, like, oh my God, I saw this at a price down here at the other one, and now this one's cheaper, etc. That's a testimony that can go on a website, that can go on a landing page, that can go whatever, you know. In this case, I would prefer it to be on a website, like a full-blown website, I don't want to say prices yet, but yeah, like I said, this one that's doing it, and they're doing YouTube ads, and a Facebook ad, it's $182 cost per click. Cost per milli, CPM would be around, CPM would be like $3. So $3, so you can have 1,000 people look at your brand, look at your story, etc. So on YouTube, that's gonna vary, right? On YouTube, sorry for this. I have no idea what YouTube actually is charging for their Facebook, I mean for their advertisement. So I'll probably do that today. So now you know. If you didn't know about those Facebook prices, that's what they are. And yeah, those are cheap. It's $28, so you can get it in front of 1,000 people. And a radio, it's about $10. So you can get in front of 1,000 people. And you can even track those. So that's like the funny part. Like, yeah, you're paying for advertisement, but you can't even track. If you really did get on top in front of 1,000, and etc. I'm walking, doing this little podcast for you guys, little anchor on Spotify, and hopefully I don't look like a psycho. But yeah, I'm also right here. I'm just going through, what I gotta be doing, going through. So with that being said, I'll leave you guys. Just for a little bit, okay?
Peace.